From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. The UN command, which oversees the ceasefire that ended the Korean War, condemned the North in a statement released Tuesday, saying the mines seriously jeopardize the safety of people on both sides of the demilitarized zone. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The U.S. military has recently deployed around 100 troops to Lashkar Gah to assist Afghan forces in their bid to defend the besieged city. Officials say 2 days of fighting between al-Shabaab militant group and the regional forces in southwestern Somalia have left at least 15 people dead. The fighting took place outside Moragabi village in the Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by al-Shabaab. Nigeria's Air Force on Tuesday claimed to have killed Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau and several other high-ranking members of the group. A spokesman for the Nigerian Air Force says Shekau was fatally wounded in the shoulder when government planes bombed the Boko Haram jungle stronghold in the Sambisa forest Friday. Boko Haram did not immediately respond to those claims. This is VOA News.